is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new report on consumer prices could seal the deal for an interest rate cut. The Labor Department says year-over-year inflation rose 2.9% in July, reaching its lowest level since 2021. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed has said that they believe the inflation rate is slowly coming down, and although they do not meet again until mid-September, most analysts and economists believe that they will cut interest rates at that September meeting by at least a quarter of a percentage point, maybe a half of a percentage point.
Housing costs accounted for most price increases last month. Tropical Storm Ernesto is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. It threatens to ramp up to a major hurricane on its way to Bermuda. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
This track, which just about all the models agree on at this point, is going to keep any kind of direct effects away from the U.S. East coastline. However, there will be some very rough surf.
A possible act of sabotage at a military base in Germany.
In der gestrigen Nacht.
A German military spokesman confirming that someone broke through a fence outside a barracks at a major military base near the Cologne-Bonn airport, and it appears an attempt was made to sabotage the water supply there. A similar sabotage attempt suspected at a NATO base about 75 miles away. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Donald Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge at his New York hush money trial. Judge Juan Merchan calls the former president's request a rehash, quote, rife with inaccuracies and unsubstantiated claims about Merchan's daughter's political ties and the judge's ability to be fair and impartial. Opening statements will get underway this morning in Las Vegas in the trial of a former politician who's accused of killing journalist Jeff Gehrman to death. Killing him over his articles alleging Robert Tellis created a toxic work environment. CBS's Elise Preston.
Investigators say Tellis went to Gehrman's house and stabbed him four times in the neck and three times in the torso. Tellis was later arrested after DNA evidence under Gehrman's fingernails allegedly linked him to the crime. At his home, investigators reported finding the same hat and sneakers they say he wore the morning of the murder.
An 8-year-old girl in Minnesota is being hailed a hero for beating back an armed robber in a liquor store with her baseball bat. Her dad, Leo, is the store manager.
I'm so proud of her. So she's so strong.
As for the little girl,
I'm coming to the rescue.
The suspect's been charged with first-degree attempted aggravated robbery. The Dow is up 97. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A $68 million redevelopment project for the King Center in Racine has been approved by the Finance and Personnel Committee. It aims to enhance the Lincoln King neighborhood with a new community center, health facilities, and recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid won the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District, defeating Kyle Flood after the seat was vacated by longtime incumbent Todd Onstad. DeSmid will face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. Despite withdrawing from the race 2 months ago, Andrew Sigilski received 30% of the vote in the primary for the new 33rd Assembly District. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won the primary and will compete against Democrat Alan Kupsick and Independent Kelly Clark in the November general election. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant saw progress as Racine approved water service for the Pike River Crossing Project. The village says the city continues to withhold approval for other new hookups. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today and runs through Sunday in Wilmot. There's live music, a lot of food, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the Demolition Derby. You can see the fair lineup at the Kenosha County Fair's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
No, I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
JM with local news, timeless hits, and love in your heart.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. Around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sugar pie, honey bites. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. Crocodile Rock with the awesome Sir Elton John. You like the stories behind the songs? Terry Havel on Saturday has his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show from 10 to 2 right here on WRJN. The stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, and then some songs you might have forgotten about. Rick Hall, my buddy, is also on Saturdays, and he is awesome. And he's my friend. I got a friend, yes. And on Sundays, I love Lou Regani. I love, he plays like music from Broadway, Broadway albums, just really cool stuff from, we're talking Frank Sinatra, we're talking all the beautiful, beautiful singers from the 40s and the 50s and the stories with them. And he just does such a great job. So Sundays, we've always got Lou Regani on with the music of your life. So weekends are just as good and maybe even better than my show on WRJN. So hopefully you'll check that out, all right?
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Somebody's dream, a billboard rising as black as the sea.
had it very well. Family of Man, Three Dog Night, WRJN. Good morning, Starshine. Actually, this morning, where I lived, it was good morning, fog. And more fog. Luckily, all that coffee kind of cleared things off. Mother Nature loves her coffee.
Little things I do.
And Timeless is right here on WRJN. Gorgeous day, just like yesterday. Does that mean we're going to get one of those pop-up showers? The weird thing is I'm talking about, it's really nice out. And 20 minutes before, I looked out the window, and it was still absolutely beautiful. So I said, you have a great day. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Walk out. I'm like, what are all these clowns doing here? And then I get about 5 blocks, and I pull over because it's the most beautiful, tall, mean-looking cumulus cloud. And I went, I got to take a picture of this. And then just about 1 minute later, boom, all this rain came down. It was the apocalypse. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing the apocalypse in the forecast here. But 79 right now in Racine, L.A. at the MFAM Park tonight, taking on the Brewers. We're going to beat them this time tonight. I promise. 6:35 pregame show. And when you listen, you can listen live right here at 1400 a.m. 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to 2 questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The ongoing water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant saw movement this week. A City of Racine committee, under court order to review, approved water service for the Pike River Crossing residential project in Mount Pleasant. However, village officials say Racine continues to withhold approval for other new water hookups. The conflict stems from Mount Pleasant's claim that Racine is violating their utility agreements by denying approval for new water projects in the village. The city says with Foxconn jobs out of the picture, the water deal needs to be redone. Even though he pulled out of the race 2 months ago, the guy running against Robin Voss got 30% of the vote. Assembly Speaker Voss won that new 33rd Assembly District primary. He'll compete against Democrat Alan Kupsick and independent candidate Kelly Clark in November's general election. The ticket will take a trip up I-94. As Democrats gather for their national convention in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz plan to rally supporters in Milwaukee Tuesday. They'll be speaking at the Fiserv Forum. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will also make his presence felt in Milwaukee, speaking at the Police Association headquarters on Friday. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today. It runs through Sunday in Wilmot. Folks are looking forward to the crowning of the fairest of the fair, the rides, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the demo derby. The fair lineup is at KenoshaCOFair.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm with high temperatures making it to those low 80s. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. How sweet. Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. The love's so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
News and Timeless is right here at WRJN. 1970s, how sweet it is to be loved by you. James Taylor, 5 years after Marvin Gaye, took it all the way up to number 3 top 40 charts. Recording each other's music all the time. James, big fan of R&B and Motown. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty did this tune in concert. You can even check it out on YouTube video.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the punk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, people just gotta smile. Hootie's bumps at the bass, and solos for a while. Homeboy twangs the rhythm out on his column too. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
Walk Are you ready, Boots?
Yeah, what do we do?
Start walking.
Oh, my goodness. The coolest of cool, Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking right here on WRJ and Local News Timeless Hits. And, of course, she starred in a movie with Elvis. Makes her even cooler yet. I mean, she's so cold. It's ice cold. And today, Anne Margaret stars with the King. And, of course, we'll be featuring a movie clip from that movie. I am going to play Viva Las Vegas because it's a movie clip from Viva Las Vegas. They did actually make, Anne Margaret and Elvis actually made a couple of movies together, but, or was it three? I think it might have been three in all. But in this particular movie, I'm going to play Viva Las Vegas because a clip goes into a song. So that will be the song that is from the movie, but Viva Las Vegas, I'd like to play that sometime in the next hour. And that won't be the contest, though. That will not be the contest. I just like to play it because it's such an awesome, awesome song. So that is today. It's Elvis Presley, Loving You, the album that was from the movie Loving You. And yes, album, because we scoured the finest of record shops to find this beautiful, beautiful album for you to win. And my winner yesterday loved his album so much, he goes, well, I guess I'm going to have to, this is Joe Vallon, I'm going to have to go out and buy myself a record player. Thank you to Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha for helping us, seeing our vision with this contest. And saying, yeah, we can help you out, guys. All right, so there you go. Coming up, we've got a really, really cool song from Sam, Dave, and the Beatles.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
refreshed. WRJN.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
WRJN with Timeless Hits, local news, and Stuart J. Waddles with local news is just minutes away. Oh, and Mike Clemens in sports right now. It's the Temptations.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat. You do the thing.